دكتور سيب الكيرنج اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت سعيد وهبي W E H B E سعيد S A I I D date of birth is 7/27/1961. The title of the patient is 64-year-old gentleman who is presenting to my office referred by Dr. Jabara, G-E-B-A-R-A, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine to paragraph. Past medical history includes the following one, hypertension for the last 10 years, next prediabetes, next obesity, next depression slash anxiety, next seasonal allergies, next fatty liver from combination of obesity and alcohol use in the past. Third, past surgical history is unremarkable, allergies, normal drug allergies, social history, patient is married, have two children. He does vape but does not smoke alcohol, smoke tobacco. He used to have a problem with alcohol in the past. Currently he only drinks one drink a day. He denies any drug use. He works as a structural engineer. The paragraph family history. Father with hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2. Mother with diabetes mellitus type 2. Brother with hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Review system reveals daily headaches, mainly in the evening. Dull in nature and pressure in type. He wears glasses, good vision otherwise. No chest pain or shortness of breath. He does have dyspnea on exertion positive, and he does have dyspnea when he climbs three flights of stairs. He does have severe heartburn on and off and takes tums occasionally. No abdominal pain. He does have constipation, nocturia 1 to 2 times at night. No straining upon urination. He has incomplete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. He reports to me that he was placed on Wegovy for the last few weeks and that caused him to have severe issues, including persistent nausea, abdominal pain, constipation, and he had to discontinue that medication after his autocytic kidney function was going down. He didn't have any NSAID juice whatsoever. Period. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period. Immunization. He received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy to the paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the TNT pupils on the active toilet and accommodation, injected condom, tubulinated exclave, and also with lymphadenopathy. No carotid bilaterally, no diplomatic extension bilaterally, most oral mucosal pharyngeal velocity, manoded to paragraph, neck, he suffered no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, so next to no measure of picture of her lungs, acute to ascaltation, no track of the reserve. Abdomen is soft, no pedomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary, rebound, or rigidity, extremities. He has no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin, rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Go back to ENT, examination of tympanic membrane shows the serum and infection partial on the left and 80% on the right. Here's Tanger. Current medications include bupropion, citalopram. XHANCE. Vivo, cetirizine, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, magnesium oxide, and metformin. Investigations available to me to the following. BUN is 16, creatinine 1.52, estimated GFR is 51 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.5, total CO2 is 39. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, obesity, and medications, especially the use of Wegovy with an acute component. We're going to do a food renal workup, including imaging studies, surgical workup, and quantification of proteinuria. The patient, next diagnosis is hyperlipidemia. The patient was advised to discontinue rosuvastatin. It's not kidney friendly. We're going to recheck the lipid panel in a few months and reevaluate. Next, pre-diabetes patient was advised to continue to lose weight. and do lifestyle changes and go on low carb diet, keto, healthy keto. With next hypertension, currently patient was off medications. I would resume his losartan at 50 mg daily and monitor his blood pressure and advise when I see his home blood pressure alarm. Here paragraph, next season allergy, next fatty liver from combination of obesity and alcohol. We're going to get FIB4 index and the liver ultrasound to assess. Here paragraph, this is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. David, I thank you, Dr. Jabara, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see you back as outlined above, and I will keep you updated on his clinical progress and the report text.